USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The county attorney involved in the case of George Floyd is asking the state attorney general to get involved. Mike Freeman has gotten plenty of criticism from people who say he no longer has the public trust. This protester in Minneapolis says there's a problem with the system.
There's a few bad apples in the police department. No, it's a culture of bad apples.
A trucker apparently deliberately drove his big rig into a crowd of protesters on an interstate near the downtown. He was beaten by demonstrators, then arrested. None of the protesters were hurt. WCCO-TV reporter David Schumann says police were not welcomed in their area.
We have people on the bridge yelling at them, this is a peaceful protest. Everything changed when you showed up. That's when the problem started, people were saying, and they are just frustrated and angry that they feel under attack from the police force.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A number of Target stores are closing due to the protests over the death of George Floyd. USA's John Hunt has more information.
Target announced it will temporarily close approximately 175 stores across the U.S., as many have been at risk of looting. The Minneapolis-based chain said that it was heartbroken by the death of George Floyd, and the pain in his death has rippled through communities around the country. Store closings include more than 30 locations in Minnesota and dozens in states such as California, Illinois, and New York.
New deaths and hospitalizations due to the COVID-19 pandemic in New York have decreased in the past 24 hours, as New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said protests in the city won't affect reopening plans. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state recorded only 56 deaths within the past 24 hours. He also said there could be more COVID cases soon as protesters ignore social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump is postponing the G7 summit that was scheduled for next month. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The president says the delay is less about coronavirus and more because he wants time to invite leaders from four additional countries that have not been part of the G7. Trump telling reporters it's now not going to be held until September at the earliest, and he says he would be inviting Russia as well as Australia, India, and South Korea to attend, saying the group of seven largest economies is an outdated model. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A portion of the Notre Dame Cathedral is scheduled for reopening, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Notre Dame's cathedral forecourt is being opened up to the public for the first time since the devastating fire of April 15th last year. The body overseeing the Gothic structure's restoration issued a statement saying the reopening was made possible after several deep cleaning operations took place to remove toxic lead dust from the large forecourt. Dozens of tons of lead went up in flames during the fire, sending tons of poisonous lead dust onto the grounds. The inner cathedral is still closed and will be for several years during renovations.
In addition to disputing misleading claims made by President Trump about mail-in ballots, Twitter has added fact-checking labels to thousands of other tweets since introducing the alerts earlier this month. So far, Facebook has declined to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.